the wise person mind, wise person's mind abides in the Thuriyam, the Swarupam, thereby there is absolute peace, undisturbed tranquility, which is the proof for all the values, all the disciplines, all the sadhanas being very natural for him. It means they become his very natural traits. Okay. Now here onwards, 87th, 88th and 89th. In these three verses, karikas, Gaudapada Acharya reminds us of the teaching, reminds us of the fact that whatever is given in these 700 odd karikas, the teaching is not his own thinking, it's not his own intellectual product, it's not his creation. Does not take the authorship or ownership of this wisdom. Whatever has been given in these karikas, what is given in all these karikas is only reproduction of the vision which is already in the Shastra. Which means that he does not claim the ownership, authorship. This is what the words are mine, but the content is from the Shastram. Because he does not want to start Gaudapada Acharya, he doesn't want to start his own fan club. Another, which means he wants to highlight the tradition, which is whatever the vision that is being given, that is from Shastram. Shastra's vision alone. What is the Shastra's vision? All that is here is Brahma, Aham Brahma, and I am the Thuriyam. All that is here is Thuriya Chaitanyam. Therefore, I am the whole. This is the vision of any Upanishad, and the vision of the Shastram, which is the vision of the Upanishad, Mandaka Upanishad, consisting of 12 mantras, isn't it? The vision given in the 12 mantras only is elaborately discussed and given in all these karikas, isn't it? So it is not his own, that he wants to make it very, very clear. Because always when we listen to something for some time, and slowly we forget. Therefore, he wants to make it in these verses. So all the teaching is from Shastram. So what he says here, look at this. The analysis of three states of experience. Avastatraya vicharaha vivekaha. Analysis of three states of experience is the main analysis presented in Mandukya Upanishad. If you ask now, the essence of the Mandukya Upanishad, the teaching, but mainly analysis of the three states of experience. To distinguish each state of experience. What is waking state, if you say? It is the Vishwa Virat. Vishwa and Virat together, experiencer and the experienced. Vishwa Virat is what? Is a waking state. Vishwaha and Virat constitute the waking state. Jagrat Avastha. Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha. Constitute what? We say Sukshma Prapanchaha. Subtle manifestation. Then we can say the dream state of experience. Then Pragyaha and Karana Prapanchaha. Antaryamishwara. Pragyaha, Antaryamishwara constitute the Karana Prapanchaha, which is the deep sleep state experience. And what about the Thuriyam? What am I here? the first person singular pronoun I cannot be placed anywhere in the Vishwa, Tejasa or Pragya or even Virat, Hiranyagarbha and even the Antaryamishraha. Have to say what? The I, the Turiyam, Turiya Atma, the Chaitanyam, distinct from all of them. Therefore, I am the whole. This vision is given in the Mandukya Upanishad mantras, and through the analysis of three states of experience, and he presents it here a little differently. We use different technical words also. The technical words used by other philosophers, the Yogacara Bauddhas. Mainly the Yogacara Bauddha uses these words, and he uses those words to give the vision of the Upanishad. Savastu sopalam bhancha.
Savastu sopalam bhancha.
Dvayam laukika mishyate.
Dvayam laukika mishyate.
Avastu sopalam bhancha.
Avastu sopalam bhancha.
Shuddham laukika mishyate.
Shuddham laukika mishyate.
So in these two lines he analyzes the first the two states of experience. The first line he presents the waking state. The second line he analyzes the deep sleep, sorry, dream state. What is waking state? He gives a different name, Laukikam. Jagrat Avastha is known as Laukikam. Technically, he uses this word used by Yogacara Bauddha. The waking Jagrat Avastha is what? Laukikam. And what is Laukikam? Each state of experience involves two factors. What are the two factors here? Savastu Sopalambham. Savastu Sopalambham. See, Vastu means objects of experience. Vastu here stands, the word Vastu stands for objects of experience. Therefore, in waking state, Jagrat Prapanchaha, the external world of experience, gross world of, external world of objects of experience, the gross universe, including one's physical, gross physical body. Isn't it? Including one's gross physical body is what Savastu. There is the objects of experience which are external. Savastu means what? Vastu here means the external world of objects experienced in the waking state. Then Sa Upalambam, So Upalambam. Upalambaha means the experience, the cognitions which take place in the mind. So internal cognitions, internal knowledge, internal experience. I'm using three words now. Internal knowledge, internal cognitions, internal experiences in the form of thoughts. Okay, thoughts and corresponding external objects. If first there must be a cognition, there is a mic, there must be my cognition already in my mind. Only then this experience of the mic, isn't it, in the form of a thought. Then corresponding object also will be there outside. If there is no internal cognition of the given object, there will not be corresponding external object. Please understand. Internal cognition or internal experience in the form of thought, internal knowledge in the form of a thought called vritti jnanam, must be there in the mind of our thought for the corresponding object to be there outside. Understand? Therefore, when you say there is a world of experience, objects of experience, means that implies what? There being the corresponding thoughts already. So internal cognitions determine the external world of objects, the corresponding external objects. Therefore, the cognitions and the objects of cognitions, the two, okay, the cognitions and the corresponding objects of external objects of cognitions, these two we say what constitute what? Jagrat prapanchaha, jagrat avastha, jagrat avastha, the waking state of experience implies what? Involves the cognitions, the waking state cognitions and their corresponding objects, external objects of cognitions. And this is called dvayam. That means these two cognitions and their corresponding objects constitute what? The waking state, which is called laukikam. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Then avastu sopalambancha shuddham laukikam ishyate. Now in dream, what is the dream experience? In dream state we have, it's called shuddham laukikam. So waking state, jagrat avastha, is called laukikam here, and shuddham laukikam means swapna avastha. In dream state we have what? Internal cognitions are there. The internal cognitions are there, but the corresponding objects of cognitions are also in the form of thoughts alone. There is no external world of corresponding objects of cognitions there in dream. In dream, cognitions are internal and the corresponding objects of cognitions are also in the form of thoughts, internal only. Therefore what? There is no external world. Therefore avastu. So all the cognitions and the objects of experience, all of them are in the form of thoughts only. Therefore he says what now? What is shuddham laukikam? Dream state of experience. In dream state, what do we have? Dream state is in swapna avastha. Dream state also involves what? Two aspects. What are they? Internal cognitions and the internal corresponding objects of cognitions in the form of thoughts. In waking, in laukikam, there are internal cognitions and the corresponding external objects of cognitions. The dvayam, pair. Understood now? The two are here. So what is laukikam? Jagrat avastha. What is jagrat avastha? Internal cognitions in the form of thoughts and the corresponding external objects of cognitions constitute jagrat avastha. And what is dream state? What is swapna avastha? Swapna avastha also what now? Internal cognitions and not external gross objects, but the corresponding internal objects of cognitions in the form of thoughts. Everything is internal. Mm-hmm. Therefore avastu, there is no external object, but objects are also thoughts. Now he says avastu sa upalambam cha. Objects are also thoughts, the cognitions are also thoughts in dream. In waking, the cognitions are thoughts, then objects are external also. Got it? Mm-hmm. Let us go to the next one. So laukikam is a word used to mean jagrat avastha. Shuddham laukikam is a word used to mean swapna avastha. అవస్వనుపలంభంచ
అవస్వనుపలంభంచ
లోకోత్తరమితి స్మృతం
లోకోత్తరమితి స్మృతం
జ్ఞానం జ్ఞేయం చ విజ్ఞేయం
జ్ఞానం జ్ఞేయం చ విజ్ఞేయం
సదా బుద్ధై ప్రకీర్తితం
సదా బుద్ధై ప్రకీర్తితం.
Now the deep sleep state, now sushupti avastha, deep sleep state, sushupti avastha is called lokottaram, laukikam, shuddha laukikam, now lokottaram. Why he is using different words? And words used by other schools. Lokottaram means what? Lokottaram is a technical word he is using, having borrowed it from the other schools of thoughts. He is using Lokottara means deep sleep state, Sushupti Avastha. What is Sushupti Avastha? Sushupti Avastha is that Avastu Anupalambham. There are no cognitions. There are no corresponding objects also. What does it mean? No cognitions and no corresponding objects of cognition. So, avastu means what? Corresponding objects of cognitions are not there. Why? Because the cognitions themselves are not there. It means this cognition, object of cognition. These two constitute each state of experience. Cognition, corresponding objects of cognitions. Or you can say experiences and corresponding objects of experiences. Or knowledge and corresponding objects of knowledge. I am using three different words. My God, because Nakeshwarya came and asked me about the jnana. That is why I thought let me use this word also. Knowledge, cognition, experience. The realm of what? Thoughts. And corresponding objects of cognitions, objects of experience, objects of knowledge are also there. These three, you know, we get the three pairs. Is it? Three pairs. Cognitions and corresponding objects. In Laukikam, in Jagrat Avastha, the internal cognitions and the corresponding external objects of cognitions. In dream, there are internal cognitions and the objects of cognitions are also in the form of thoughts. There is no external world of objects. For avastu sopalambam, he said. In deep sleep state, cognitions are also not there. Objects are also not there. Avastu, isn't it? Avastu anupalambam. Which means the duality, cognition, object of cognition. This division is there in waking, in dream, and also in deep sleep state. But how it is the division? The division is in the waking also division is there. In dream also division is there. Isn't it? Cognition, object of cognition is there. The external is not there, that's all. But in deep sleep state also cognitions are there, objects of cognitions are there, but still they are undifferentiated, unmanifest. They are there, but they are in potential form. So this cognition, objects of cognition, duality, this division is very much there in all three states of experience. One thing is in deep sleep state, this division is unmanifest. In dream, it is in subtle form. In waking, it is in gross form. Is it? Very totally manifest. Subtle divisions are subtly manifest. The divisions are, totally manifest in waking. The divisions are unmanifest in deep sleep state. Have you got it now? So, cognitions and the corresponding cognitions. Here, he does not even talk about the knower, knowledge, and experience and the objects of experience he is talking about, he does not even mention the experiencer. So the cognitions, we can say subject, the objects are what? No, object. Corresponding objects of experience are objects, the cognitions are the subject. Is it clear now? Yes, Dvayam. Now he gives a different name. Look at this now. So he uses three, two words now. This lokam, look at this, this laukikam, shuddham laukikam, this lokotaram. These three different names he uses to mean jagrat, swapna, sushupti, avastas. And in these pairs, he differentiates. This jnanam, the cognitions, the unmanifest cognitions in deep sleep state, and the subtly manifest cognitions in the dream state, and the, you know, the manifest, fully manifest cognitions in the waking state. The cognitions, he called them cognitions of three states of experience as jnanam. The word jnanam he uses to mean the cognitions of three states of experience. Okay, in each state of experience there are cognitions, and those cognitions are implied, they are meant by the word jnanam. Jnanam is equal to all forms of cognitions and experiences, you know, in all the three states of experience. Then, see the next line now. Jnayam. The word jnayam he uses to mean the objects of experience obtaining in all the three states of experience. He had divided three pairs now, isn't it? Threefold cognitions, isn't it? Threefold means what? The cognitions obtaining in each state of experience, all three states of experience are together mentioned by one word, jnanam. He is using. And the word jnayam stands for all the objects of experience. Totally manifest objects of experience, subtly manifest objects of experience, and the unmanifest objects of experience, all of them come under the category of the jnayam. Jnanam, jnayam. Is it clear now? Now you can very... There cannot be something called object of experience or cognition without the cognition or experience being there in the form of a thought. Understand? Jnanam and Jnayam. And this Jnanam, this Jnanam and Jnayam, these two are subject to change. All the objects of experience also are subject to change, modification. All the cognitions are also subject to change. Objects of cognitions are subject to change, and the cognitions are also subject to change. The subject and object both are subject to change. Understand? Now here, vijnayam. He used the word vijnayam. Vijnayam, that which is to be known. Isn't it? He used the word. But here vijnayam is equal to vijnanam. The vijnanam is equal to consciousness. Turiya atma. The turiyam, the atma, which is there as a witness, consciousness, distinct from the cognitions, the objects of cognitions, is not subject to change. What is there changelessly always in all the variable cognitions, invariably, being invariably present, changelessly, what is there in all the variable cognitions? in all the discontinuous states of experience. Continuously, invariably, present in all the variable cognitions is the Turiyam consciousness, which is meant by the word here Vijnayam. Don't get confused, okay? Here he used Vijnayam literally as a potential passive participle, which means to be known. But here don't take serious grammatically. The Vijnayam is a word used here to mean Turiya Atma, Turiyam Chaitanyam, the consciousness, which is the substance of the substantive I, the experiencer. So I am consciousness distinct from the cognitions and the objects of cognitions. The cognitions are subject to change, modifications, and the objects of cognitions are also subject to change, whereas the Turiyam Vijnayam, the consciousness, is not subject to change. The changeless Atma, the consciousness. So what are you here? So the cognitions come and go, change. The thoughts change. Suppose if I am seeing here, when I am seeing the light, I have what? Light cognition, the bulb cognition, isn't it? When your attention is shifted from the bulb to the mic, that gone. You mean that thought also gone. When I shift my attention from the mic to the wall, or wall to the flower, or the picture, the objects, isn't it? The cognition thoughts change, the objects also change. I place my attention here means I have a thought. Which thought now I have? What cognition I have? Flower cognition. The flower cognition comes, the flower becomes the object. This mic gone. Understand? This is how objects of cognitions are subject to change. Why? Because the cognitions are subject to change. Why? Because thoughts are subject to change. And here, what is unchangeable, what is changelessly there, is Vijnayam, the Turiyam, the consciousness. He sees each set of experience is for him a pair of cognitions and objects of cognitions. Okay, so now what do you understand? In deep sleep state also there are cognitions and objects of cognitions, but they are not, they are unmanifest. So whenever this division is unmanifest, you have what? Advaita Anubhava. Isn't it? Advaita Anubhava. So are we interested in Advaita Anubhava or Advaita Jnanam? We are interested in not Advaita Anubhava, non-dual experience. We are interested in the knowledge of the non-dual reality. Whereas Vijnayam is Advaitam. Advayam. The consciousness is a secondless non-dual reality which is distinct from the non-dual experience. Is it clear now? They are experience of duality, the waking and the dream. Is it clear or not? That's what he wants to use this theory. Avastu anupalambancha lokotaram iti smritam. What is lokotaram? Deep sleep state. Sushupti avastha is technically calling it as what? Lokotaram. In lokotaram, what happens? Lokotaram, there are no cognitions. The cognitions are there or not? Unmanifest. Therefore, unmanifest cognitions are known by the word avastu. Because cognitions are unmanifest, objects of cognitions are also unmanifest, therefore anupalambham. Unmanifest cognitions, unmanifest objects of cognitions, you know, the spare, being unmanifest, is experienced in deep sleep state, which is called Lokottaram. Now, afterwards, having divided each state of experience into what? Cognitions and the corresponding objects of cognitions, he takes the cognitions of all each state of experience, call them together as Jnanam. Now, all the objects of experience of all three states of experience he put them together as Jnayam. And he says, Vijnayam is the Turiyam or Chaitanyam, is distinct from Jnanam and Jnayam. Itada Buddhaihi Prakirtitam. The wise people always, Buddhaihi means, Buddha here means wise person. Buddha, Arindavan, Purundhundavan. The wise person, Buddhaihi, by the wise people, sada always prakirtitam, it has been clearly declared without any doubt, authentically, authoritatively, very clearly, it has been declared by the wise people that turiyam, the consciousness, which is vijnayam, is what actually distinct from the changeless consciousness, is distinct from the changing cognitions and the objects of cognitions. Okay, therefore, there are no cognitions outside of the consciousness. There are no objects of cognitions outside of the consciousness. Where does the cognition exist? Where does the object of cognition exist? I just use the word experience. You all like the word experience. Where does the experience exist? Where does the object of experience exist? Can there be any object of experience outside of awareness? Mm-hmm. Can there be any experience outside of the awareness? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't even use the term experiencer. Mm-hmm. Without mentioning the subject of experience, he just straightway talks about what now. This is what we are talking about, the experience all the time. Waking state of experience, dream state of experience, deep sleep state of experience. Any experience means what? Thought, internal. Objects of experience means what? In waking, corresponding external objects of experience. In dream, objects of experience are also in him of thoughts. In deep sleep state, objects are also unmanifest. Okay? And do you want to experience the self? Why? In every experience, in every changing experience, what is changelessly there is the Turiyam, the consciousness. Therefore, you cannot experience the consciousness. Every experience is awareness. Why he is teaching this again? Don't think I am teaching. He knows our buddhi. How many in India? I don't know about in this country, because I don't watch any Western movies and things. I don't think if fan clubs are here. I don't know whether, like in India, my God, each hero of some very popular heroes become really next to Bhagavan. Or next to Bhagavan. No, they have Rasikar Mandrangal, They are all fan clubs. And whatever the Taleva, they say, the leader says, and they will obey also. Acting as Rama and Krishna all the time. There's one actor who became Rama and Krishna. Even for me as a child, I close my eyes and think of Rama Krishna, only N.T. Ramarao used to come. Because watching his movies, I was allowed to watch only few movies in the whole life. I watched only very few, handful of films. Now, them, only all this bhakti, as a child, I was, even when I was watching, it was already old movie. Already old means much older movies. Okay, now it is not, doesn't even, you have to find them actually. And though no, the one actor comes as Krishna, Rama in all the movies, Lava Kusha, Sampurna Ramayanam, this is what. Then Rama Krishna means only his face will come. Because the actors in the movies, in the films, they become heroes. No? The heroes actually become, so they all, somebody who says something, no, then they become Bhagavan-like. So here Gaudapada Acharya knows the human weakness, human mind. They are ready to start a cult. No? No more cult forming. Don't deviate from tradition, sampradaya. No, keep aside the whoever the person the teaching comes through. Be with the teaching. Don't be with the, you know. Understand? The teacher has to be revered, that's all. But here the teaching must become, must be, Shastra must be the important thing. Important must be for the Shastra. So here, the teacher should not be. Gaudapada Acharya wants to remain. Because studying Karikas, so many chapters of Karikas, the very first chapter, long ago, 12 mantras are over. And we've been studying whose Karikas now? We forgot that we are studying Mandukya Upanishad, the vision of the Mandukya Upanishad alone we are really trying to understand here. Through all this Karikas, we may forget. So he wants to make it very clear. Quickly, he wants to say what? Come on, these three states of experience, analysis of three states of experience is not my own. I only, all my teaching is based on that vision. That is the vision. It's not my personal teaching here. It's Shastra teaching, Shastra's vision. About, he again reproduces the same teaching in terms of analysis of the three states of experience, giving different names as what? Laukikam, Shuddham Laukikam, Lokottaram. What is each state of experience? Jnanam, Jnayam. Jnanam, Jnayam. Jnanam, Jnayam. Each state of experience has what? Pair of, the pair of cognitions and the objects of cognitions. So he explains what it is. Every state of experience implies two factors. Experience and corresponding objects. What is waking? What is dream? What is deep sleep state? And the important thing is, all the six of them, all the pairs, three pairs, are subject to change. All the cognitions are subject to change. All the objects of cognitions are subject to change. What is unchanging, unchangeable, is the Vijnayam, the Turiyam, the Atma, the consciousness. And I am that Turiyam. And all that is here is Turiyam. There is nothing other than Turiyam. This is the, is it? Okay, let us read the last one and then we can stop. Luckily, this is not that term. Jnane cha trividhe gniye.
Jnane cha trividhe gniye.
Kramena vidite swayam.
Kramena vidite swayam.
Sarvajnata hi sarvatra.
Sarvajnata hi sarvatra.
Bhavati mahadhyah.
Bhavati mahadhyah.
Jnane cha trividhe gniye.
Jnane cha trividhe gniye.
Kramena vidite swayam.
Kramena vidite swayam.
Sarvajnata hi sarvatra.
Sarvajnata hi sarvatra.
Bhavatiha mahadhyah.
Bhavatiha mahadhyah.
See, Mahadhyaha means the possessive form of Mahadhihi. A Mahatma is called Mahadhihi. Mahadhihi means the person of wide vision, the person of the great vision. Who is the person of great vision? One who has the vision of the non-duality of the reality as one's own real nature. One who has understood the absolute reality of the whole as one's own self, for whom the reality of the whole is the very self. Reality of the entire cosmos is the very self, very truth of I. And he is called what? Mahadhihi. Mahadhihi, another word is what? Mahatma. A Mahan. Great person means not the fat big person here. He may be a tiny little person also, but still his vision is widest vision. What is the widest vision? Wide vision, wider vision. Widest vision is what? One who sees only Brahma everywhere, always, in everything. One who sees Brahman as everything as Brahman, everything as Turiyam, the awareness. Isn't he analyzed? How does he know? He is called Mahadhihi. For Mahadhiyaha, for Harcha Mahatma, for the man of great vision, for a jnani, Iha Bhavati. Sarvajnata bhavati sarvatra. Sarvajnata means here, not like you should sarvajnata. Earlier I said sarvajnata means omniscience, or the status of being the omniscient. No, sarvajnatvam. Sarvajnaha means all-knowing adjective. Sarvajnata, sarvajnatvam means nouns, all-knowingness, the status of being the all-knowing. It's called omniscient. Sarvajnaha, omniscience is what? Sarvajnata, sarvajnatvam. But in this context, it does not mean, sarvajnata does not mean omniscience here. We have to split the word sarvajnata, okay? Sarvam, sarvaha, cha, asau, jnaha, cha. It means this person of widest vision, one who sees everything as the absolute reality, the Brahman, the consciousness, this person, sarvaha, means what? He attains the status of being Brahman. One who is in the realm of everything. For him, everything is the self. Then, jnaha means the knower of everything. One who is in the form of everything, the knower of everything. Sarvaha cha asau jnaha cha. For whom the self is in the form of everything, the knower of everything also. This sarvajnata, the status of being everything, of Brahman, the status of being the knower of everything, that comes to him. How? Where does it come to him? Wherever he goes, sarvatra. Only when I come to Binaji's house and sit in this particular chair, I see Brahman. I get up and go away, I don't see Brahman. No. The person who has the vision of the truth cannot lose sight of the truth anywhere, isn't it? So sarvatra, wherever this person travels, wherever he goes, whenever he goes, everywhere, always, he cannot lose sight of the reality. Which means, don't ask whether in deep sleep state he has the vision of reality, is not. In deep sleep state, all of us are ajnani, jnani, all of them enjoy bliss. you are all as good as jnanis in deep sleep state. Once you fall asleep, in sleep, a jnani also is asleep, a jnani is also asleep. In deep sleep state, we are all as good as jnanis. No way, there is no pain, there is no, that jnanis are as good as in deep sleep state. But unfortunately, we can't be sleeping all the time. And even if you want to sleep, even your mother feels, let my child sleep. Whole night he was studying, let him sleep. You know, whole night we worked, no, but Parabdha will not let you, okay? Parabdha is very bad, you know. He is not like your mother and father. Let him sleep for some more time. Then the father wakes up, the mother tells, let him sleep for some more time. Always, no? All mother wakes up, father will say, don't wake him up, let him sleep for some more time. Let him rest for some more time. But Parabdha push both father and mother away, he wakes you up. Why that day's tea? Toast is waiting. Wake up. The karma wakes up, isn't it? Therefore, there's no way of escaping once you wake up. Now that Parabdha wakes up. Therefore, once you wake up, and after waking, after being awake, then that is where we see the difference. Jnani, after waking up, for him, sarvatra sarvajnata. After wakes up, for him, in his vision, all that is there is Brahman. Everything is Brahma. Everything is from the self. And there is a status of being the knower of everything. There is no knower other than the self for him. Isn't it? Therefore, his knower of everything is there is from of everything is Brahma for him. For Ajnani, and there, strongly word, everything is different. So, sarvajnata sarvatra. Sarvatra bhavati. When does it happen? Which means he is absolutely emotionally independent and he is free. Okay, everything is Brahman means what? He is absolutely free from all limitations. Because he is objective towards his own body, mind and complex. Therefore, he is enjoying the body, mind, his complex, experiences the world, transacts with the world, but because of his assimilation of the vision, you know, he responds carefully. It means he is not dependent. And no situation afflicts the person. Afflicts. Therefore, he is free. And that sarvajnata, wherever he goes, he has sarvajnata, means he sees everywhere, always appreciates the non-duality of the reality without losing height of his vision. That when does it happen for a wise person? Sarvajnata is there everywhere, means when does it happen? After the death or now? In this very life itself, it happens for him. Sarvajnata, sarvatra sarvajnata. Jnaninaha bhavati kada iha. Now itself, in this very life itself, it is there for him. Maha dhyaha, maha buddhehe, maha jnana mahatmanaha. For mahatma, this vision is there. Then, when does such sarvajnata happen? When does the status of being everything? No. Status of being a knower of everything, isn't it? All that is here is the self, Turiyam Chaitanyam, Atmaiva Sarvam. Now, when does that happen here? How does it happen? How does this knowledge happen? He says, no, Kramena, Swayam Vidite. How does he arrive at the Turiyam? Swayam Vidite. When he distinguishes the Turiyam and understands the Turiyam, and the Turiyam being the consciousness, and takes ownership of the consciousness as his real self, helplessly he cannot negate consciousness. He is led to the situation where he cannot negate consciousness. Which means where he takes ownership of Sturiyam consciousness as his own self. Swayam Vidite. When does he take the consciousness, the Turiyam, Turiya Atma as the self? Kramena Vidite. When he Jnane Trividhe. Trivide Jnane. Kramena Vidite. When he analyzes each state of experience carefully. Kramena. See, Shastram does not directly take you to consciousness. Come on, you are Atma, the consciousness. You are Turiyam. You are consciousness. No, Shastram does not take you to consciousness directly. It takes you step by step carefully. It helps you analyze. Even Panchakosha Prakriya does the same thing. No, here the Shakha Chandra Nyaya or Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Isn't it? The analogy, the methodology used here is what? The Arundhati Darshana Nyaya or Shakha Chandra Nyaya is used here. No, slowly. Not directly, your consciousness. Or maybe in series afterwards also. Not like rudely, you are consciousness. What are you talking about? No, not directly doesn't say that. Or even nice, sweet, your consciousness. What else is there for you? It's a problem for you. There's no world, there's no nobody, nothing, no problem, no pain at all. You are consciousness. Shastram does not do a humbug thing. It makes you, he knows you cannot understand that. We cannot understand that. So what does the Shastram do? Hold onto my hand here, finger here. Walk along with me slowly. I know you can't walk, keep pace with me. Let me go, keep me walk slowly. Now keeping pace with your speed, okay? The Shastra will ask you to hold your finger and slowly, step by step, it takes us. And only three states of experience. Trivide Jnane Kramena Vidite. Trivide Jnaye Kramena Vidite. When you analyze each state of experience repeatedly, again and again, slowly. What are three states of experience? I know. Waking state, dream state, deep sleep state. Not to talk like that. People come and tell, no? Yeah, I know or known. Everything is known. I am the knower different from the known. So what? Next. This is not the way. Kramena. No, slowly. Put your thoughts totally there. No, be focused. Understand what is an object of experience in the waking state. No, that's what we do. No, there are internal cognitions and there are corresponding objects of cognitions in the waking state. This is what is waking state. And these cognitions are replaced in dream state. I don't have the same cognitions. I have different cognitions. And these objects are also not there in dream state. Different cognitions and different objects of cognitions, and they're all in my mind. The whole Swapna Avastha, Swapna Prapancha. The fear, I got a medal and lottery ticket, winning, buying a house for Arsha Vidya, UK. Everything happened in dream, big house. I waiting for auntie and uncle to come back from America to light the lamp. And I was going to make Sabhapati, Dr. Shiva, everybody, Prabhu, all of them to sit now with pujas and open the eyes, sitting in Binaji's house. Now, why I'm saying here, the dream, cognitions change. No, I can't even tell architect how the house looked like. I can't tell anything. How the house looked, let me tell you now, let the architect make a new, makes the drawing. No, why? Because completely goes away. The cognitions are different, objects of cognitions are different. What about the deep sleep state? No cognitions. There are cognitions, but no cognitions, no corresponding objects. The duality is still there, but unmanifest in potential form. But all these things are changing. How do I know? Isn't it? Therefore, one who is, you cannot talk about the experience or the objects of experience if you are not there witnessing the changing cognitions. The one who witnessing the cognitions and the change of cognitions must be there changelessly, which is distinct and different from these things. And that witnessing, the witness is none other than consciousness. Turiyaha. Isn't it? The one who obtains, which is the Turiyam, the Chaitanyam alone, is there as the Vekar Vishwaha. Is there a Vekar Vishwaha other than consciousness? Minus Turiyam, there's no, there can't be Vishwa. Minus the Turiyam, there can't be Taijasa. Minus Turiyam, there can't be Pragya also. This Turiyam alone is given three different names as Vishwa, Taijasa, Pragya in keeping with the cognitions associated with. Experience associated with. Otherwise, who is the Vishwa? Vishwa is Turiya. Who is Taijasa? Turiya. Who is this Pragya? Turiya. But who is Turiya, Pragya, Vishwa, Taijasa? No. The Turiya is what? Consciousness, not even Turiya. Okay? Chaitanyam. Again, it's a name. When you to distinguish it from Vishwa, Tajasa, Pragya, you use this word Turiya. Otherwise, not even the word. We already saw that, how no word can be used. We'll see that again later on next class. What I want to say here, this Chaitanyam, see, we can't have any notion, any concept, any view about the Atma. Any view you have about the Atma, that becomes what? A thought. No view. Just with your teaching you arrive at understand consciousness. No view, no word, no description. That's why they say Kandavar Vindala. Okay? Yeah. It's not a Kandavar Vindala. Because what it implies is you can't have view. Okay, this is how Atma is. No. Therefore, Kramena Vidite. Trivide Jnane. The threefold, in these three paths, no? Cognitions, the corresponding objects of cognitions, constituting each state of experience. The Trividha Jnanam, three types of cognitions and three types of corresponding objects of cognitions which are going through in each state of experience. We say what? Trividhe Jnane, Trividhe Jnaye, Kramena Vidite. When you repeatedly analyze, understand them correctly, then Swayam. Then what is distinct from all? Swayam, you stumble upon the Turiyam, the consciousness. Cognitions change, objects of cognitions change, and who is the one who says that the cognitions change? Who is the one who is witnessing the change of cognitions? Who is the one who is witnessing the change of objects of cognitions? That changeless witness is none other than consciousness, which is of the nature of changelessness. That is what implied by the word Turiyam here, that I am that consciousness. So Trivide Jnane, Trivide Vidite, Jnaye Vidite, Swayam. Now, then what happens? One understands the Vijnaye. Then Vidite Vijnaye is not mentioned, you have to supply. Trivide Jnane Vidite, Trivide Jnaye Vidite, then Vijnaye Vidite. When Swayam Vidite, when naturally, when you arrive at You understand the vijnayam, the consciousness, which is there available as the witness consciousness. Understand that. And understanding, what do you do? I am the witness. I, the witness, am the consciousness, distinct from, different from the changing cognitions and objects of cognitions. When you arrive at it, then what happens? You take ownership of that consciousness as the self. You understand that consciousness being the only self of everything, only self of all the beings, only reality, the substratum of this entire cosmos. There is no jagat outside of awareness. There is no objects of cognitions of any state of experience outside of awareness. There are no cognitions outside of awareness. Therefore, I am the awareness, the substratum of the cognitions and the objects of cognitions, the world of objects. There is no world other than objects of cognitions. What is the world? What ulaham? What is this world? The objects of cognitions constitute the world. You have, where is your eye now? Vishwaha. You have shifted it to what? The awareness. I am going to teach you in the 6th chapter lecture how in a class itself should become meditation, contemplation. We are going to see that later on. Okay? But still we have to complete. I am waiting for the completion of the text. Anyway, so here, whatever it is, whatever happens, having you have spent some years, I spent some years with you, all of you, so definitely that's my prayer. Definitely you should have the vision. Therefore, Vinite Swayam, Sarvatra, an achyut person who has taken ownership of this truth as the self, and he is Mahadhihi. And for such a Mahadhyaha, for such a Mahatma alone, Sarvajnyata, Sarvatra Sarvajnyata Bhavati. Wherever he goes, he sees everything as Brahman. Not only here. And always he says, sees everything as Brahman, and he sees everything as what? The knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. And this Sarvajnyata Bhavati, and such freedom, that Vijnanam itself is freedom here, and which he enjoys in this very life itself. Okay, you see, with this, the benefit of knowledge also he mentions here. So the rest we'll see in the next class. We have 11 more karikas, and next week I think it would be nice we can have a little longer session also, can try to finish. Okay, and afterwards I want to do the summary of each chapter thoroughly. Okay, only then it becomes much clearer. Now you are still, everything is just there. Om
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.